I'm ready.
All right, welcome to season two, episode two of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we still don't know why you're listening, but we really appreciate it. If you are our friends and family, we have a really fun one lined up for you here. And beyond that, I think we're going to talk a little bracketology. So if you're in our ESPN bracket, you might get a leg up here.
Make sure you listen. He proven winner.
Who is?
You.
Oh, proven loser, yeah. Lost 1 year in a row, so I'm on a streak, I think.
Hey, Grant streaking on the beach.
I'm streaking. What'd you do this weekend, Charlie? St. Patty's Day?
Yeah. St. Patty's Day. I partook in St. Patty's Day Eve festivities. Went downtown, got there nice and early to watch the river be dyed, only to find out it was like too crowded, so we couldn't really see anything.
You couldn't see anything?
So I was like four or five rows of people deep. I was like, I've seen it before. So I was with the people, I was like, you know, we could just go to the bar right now and then come back out later, and I promise it'll still be green. Like, you won't miss anything. You just won't be able to see the boats put the dye in. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Great idea. I'm like, sick. And so, yeah, we claimed a booth in a bar, and it was great. Didn't eat any. We went to Flight Club, the dart bar.
Oh, that's a fun place.
Yeah, it was great. They weren't letting us throw darts. Maybe a little too crowded for that.
Oh.
But we were in, like, one of those dart booths in the bottom levels.
So, yeah.
And when we walked in, it was pretty empty. And we're like, oh, that must be, like, you must have to, like, have a reservation because there's, like, a water station set up there. And there's, like, this huge booth. And we're like, walk up. It's like, any way we can sit there? Oh, yeah, it's open seating. And so we're like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because there was probably a good, like, 10, 11 of us, 12 of us. So it was perfect size for that group. I ended up staying there till like, 3 or 2. And, from, like, 9:30 to 2.
In the afternoon or morning?
It was great. Started in the morning, went to the afternoon.
Okay, good. Because if it was 2 yeah. in the afternoon, if then, it was 2 in the morning, I was going to say, damn, he sat out for a while.
Even then, I was, like, the waitress must have missed a few of my drinks. Because tab was not bad. I was, like, got it, and I was like, I stole something.
Luck of the Irish, huh?
Yeah. Drinking the Guinness.
I love it.
And Irish coffee.
Oh, of course.
Irish coffee. But yeah, oh, the best part, though, is the music. We walk in, and they're just playing straight Irish music.
No
and
way.
And then it started, and it was great. It was like just the music, you're sitting down, and you just can't help but tap one leg down and swing your arm around your mug and your other. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
But then as soon as it started to fill up to like a normal level, like bar level, you'd expect, you know, yeah. They just changed like 90s and 2000s pop music. It was very strange.
But that's still, like, it's like a good transition. It makes you just like, all right.
Oh, I enjoyed both musics, but I was like, on this day, I kind of, let's keep the Irish tunes going. Then they played, like, Toto, Africa, so I was like,
gonna let the rain at ten. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. How about you? Where are you off to?
Currently, I am in the Caribbean. I'm in the Cayman Islands, enjoying myself, catching some sun.
I got some money. Can I forward it to you real quick?
Yeah, just transfer it over. I'm sure no one's listening to this, so we wouldn't have to worry about that, which probably no one is listening to this, so it's even better. Yeah, just send it over. I'll send you my account information. We can take care of it. But
0123456789.
Send us that number. Fake.
There you go.
Yeah, having fun. We spent St. Patrick's Day. I started a little later. I wasn't down there at 8 a.m. drinking. I woke up, got some coffee, and started drinking at 10:30, and then drank till like 10:30, and then went to bed. So, a little more laid back of a St. Patrick's Day here on the beach, but got a little sunburn. It's going away now. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough life.
You're going to stick out like a sore thumb when you come back.
Why, because I'm tan?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Everyone else is going on spring break in Chicago soon.
Yeah, but those are all the students.
Yeah.
Who are you hanging out with, Grant?
I guess I'm not a student anymore. Hey. You can be a student as long as you got PTO.
That's true.
Well, Charlie.
Just kidding.
Charlie.
Tis the season.
Charlie, are you excited for March?
I'm a little nervous, to be honest. I don't want to lose.
I don't want you to lose either. And I don't want to lose. But that being said, anyone listening to this should go find the Charlie Me bracket on ESPN and then sign up for it.
Open. No password.
No password, not password protected at all. Open to the general public. Everyone can hop in. The loser definitely has a punishment that we have yet to come up with. And the winner.
We're probably going to come up with it on this episode, so just keep listening.
Yeah, we'll probably come up with it while this happens, but we're not sure yet. Otherwise, we'll tweet it out before the game starts. The winner definitely gets a sweet certificate.
It's going to be official. You're going to be the official winner.
It's going to be a sweet certificate, so get prepared, get ready. It'll be fun.
Perfect, like, desk ornament. Like, hang up at your desk at
ooh.
Work.
Oh, I like that, yeah.
I won the bracket.
Yeah, you won the bracket. Yeah. You can tell all your friends and family about it. Yeah, that'll be a good play, so...
I gotta say, we like over doubled the amount of people in our bracket this year from last year, so your odds of losing are significantly better or worse. Like, you're way less likely to lose.
Way less likely. So I like your guys' odds.
So join.
Everybody join in there. I'd love to see everyone that's listened to this get in. If we have 50 people in one bracket, like I think we can. Oh, another big news, breaking news. Big deal. One of our reoccurring guests, who's going to end up being reoccurring because he doesn't want to, Brogan Austin, ran very fast this last weekend.
He just keeps winning.
What was it? Half marathon in an hour and 2 minutes and 40-some seconds, 50-some seconds?
Yeah. Too quick.
So you
see, he won the 10 mile or 10K.
Yeah.
On the Olympic trials course preview, like test event.
Yeah, guys. So once after the trials, we're definitely going to have Rogan back on. We'll get that going.
After he wins the trials.
Oh, by far. We're going to have him on.
How much would it cost to like, get a little sponsorship on his jersey, do you think?
I don't know. I'll ask him. We probably shouldn't talk about that.
I think that'd be...
Hey, we got a podium. We got a... We got a podium to talk about.
Okay, back on track.
Back on track. Podium. Charlie, break us down what the podium is.
It is the best brackets that aren't like sports competitions. So right now, like everyone knows it's March Madness, and so a lot of people are throwing out brackets of other things while everyone's in the bracket mood. So best brackets.
Best brackets.
Right? Heads or tails?
Heads. Heads.
It's tails. I'm going first.
Ooh, go Let's ahead.
Go. I did this one like actually a few months ago, but best Disney movies.
Ooh, that's actually a solid one. Never heard of it.
Yeah. I did it during a launch.
So what was your winner?
Work, and it was, mine personally was Mulan.
I can appreciate that for sure.
Yeah. But like, there was a good
I feel like Lion King would have to be up there though.
Lion King, Toy Story. No, Toy Story is Pixar.
Toy Story is Pixar, yeah.
Hold up. Back up. Yeah, no. Still Mulan. But, you know, it was very... It was, like, nostalgic in a sense. And then, like, half of them I just didn't know. Like, they were too new. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, if Frozen was in there, I wouldn't really care. Not a big Frozen guy. Either way.
Like, yeah.
My first one is, like, the podium of city restaurants. Like, there's a bunch of places that do this. And they're like, bracket. They do the brackets of all these city restaurants. And I'm like, okay, so what does it mean if you win that? Not really anything besides everyone voting for you.
There maybe.
Yeah. But then the best part is like they compare like an Italian restaurant to like a sushi restaurant. And it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
What are you in the mood for?
Yeah. So you could caught me on a bad day when I want spaghetti and not sushi. And then I'm going to vote Italian.
Fun fact, I used to say the word spaghetti, stagetti. Skagetti? Don't I come to sketty dinner? Yeah.
Was that high school or?
No, that was pre-K.
Sure it was. Yeah, I bet it was. What's your next
one? We had a fundraiser spaghetti dinner. I'd call everyone and invite them. Yeah, I want to come to sketty dinner.
The what dinner? Sketty?
Yeah. Sketty dinner.
Sketty dinner.
My second one. Okay, I'm cutting the corner a little on this one. I'm doing, like, when they do the brackets for like the best of all time athletes. Ooh. So it's like crossover sports. So it's not like competition sports related. So I'm allowing it. But like you have Michael Jordan, LeBron, and then you get like Randy Johnson, Hank Aaron in there.
So just all the athletes. You got like
Jeff Gordon, Tiger Woods.
Well, definitely Jeff Gordon's in there. By far, I guess. He's probably the best athlete that ever lived. All right.
Yeah.
Mine, Charlie brought this up in our preview here. Well, not really when you guys were around, but we were writing it down. But the bracket of porn stars. I didn't know this was a thing until Charlie brought it up. So Charlie knows more about this than I do. But there was a bracket of porn stars, I guess, that was created. And I'm not sure who won, Charlie?
I don't know. It was on Barstool.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it was. You can look it up. It was the thing. It made me look bad here. My third one is the bracket we did right here on this show with Mike and Joe, the bracket of beers.
Oh, no. That was my last one. The bracket of beers. Bushlight takes it home. And I will say I give us credit on that one. I'm going to give us credit on that one. It was specifically with Mike and Joe. If anyone has any questions, go back and look it up. We went through it all. But I will say I give us credit on that one because we compared the same beers every time we did that. So like all the brackets compared similar types of beers in order to make it an apples to apples, and that was important. I like that.
Yeah, light beer and one bracket, like one corner, and then like craft beers.
Yeah.
Like IPAs. Yeah, no, well
but,
done.
But overall,
well voted upon.
Well voted upon. Yeah, well received. Bush Light's always going to win. End of the day, game over. Boom.
Beat that, Brad.
My last one, because it's caught so much heat, is the bracket of like college bars that Barstool started, and then they got sued by the NCAA for like imitating their logo.
Really? I saw it. I didn't click on it.
It was actually pretty funny. It's like these guys are just making like a joke, and then the NCAA says, screw you, we're going to sue you for it. And then Dave Portnoy just rips up the lawsuit. But that was beautiful. Bracket of bars, bracket of college bars. I'll appreciate that always. So love it.
It's hard one to vote on, though. That's what I was thinking. Because like obviously you're going to be biased on ones you've gone to.
Well, of course, but I mean, you're also biased on when you're filling out your college bracket.
No, that's why I don't lose.
Mm-hmm.
Shot fired.
Shot fired. Love it. All right.
Bracket shot fired.
Let's get into some real bracket talk. What do you think?
Okay.
All right. Here's our guest. Charlie's very excited. All right, now we welcome on one of my oldest friends growing up and probably one of the smartest sports guys I've ever met, Jack Spooner. Jack? Jack, thanks for coming on.
Hello, I'm here.
Now we got you.
Okay.
It was quiet for a second, scared. And I was just like, okay.
Nailed it.
He got cold feet and ran away.
It was the silent intro. I love it. We'll get to some bracketology in a second. But the first question we ask everyone that comes on the show is, what's your favorite Charlie and me moment? And that can either be specifically me, specifically Charlie, or both of us. Just any moment you have regarding one of us, at least.
Well, I mean, I only have one moment in my life relating to Charlie, and because I've only met him once, mm-hmm. and that was related to the Tiger and Phil match, which we excruciatingly watched all of together last fall.
Like 7 hours.
That took a really long time.
Yeah, that wasn't. I mean, it's not an ideal memory, but it's a memory.
It is a memory. I can appreciate it.
So, just Phil's breathing.
That was one of those things that I could probably unsee.
Who doesn't love to watch middle-aged men struggle to walk up and down a golf course.
I mean, honestly,
it's probably middle-aged men. A fourth favorite hobby.
Yeah, it's fourth favorite. Yeah, it doesn't even make the top three, but it's up there. It is up there.
All right. I mean, it's top five.
Top five. That's big time. That's big time. Just watch sweaty guys that are out of shape walk around, wishing they were drinking beer. What's better? Nothing's better.
Nothing's better.
All right, Jack. So you are a pretty big college basketball fan. I mean,
accurate.
I know that you went to Xavier. Did Xavier make a tournament this year?
They did not, but they're going to run the table and become NIT champions.
Ooh. All right. So let's start there. What's the NIT look like this year? You think it's a competitive round or?
Well, the NIT is looking like it's about half the Big East. So you got five Big East teams in there. You got four that made the actual tournament, but that's not relevant. And then you just got DePaul that they're bad and they don't get invited to anything. So
I love it. So you're pretty excited about the NIT. Are you one of those guys that's going to fill out an NIT bracket?
I did because a good amount of my friends are degenerate gamblers, and I like to take their money.
I love it. So you already filled one out.
That's how Grant and I's relationship works.
Yeah,
too.
That's pretty much our entire relationship. So who do you have in the Final Four? NIT.
NIT Final Four. Let me pull it up because I already forgot, and I have already deleted the picture.
While you're doing that, Jack, do you think the winner of the NIT should get an automatic berth to NCAA tournament the next year?
Yeah, why not? I think it would make things interesting.
Okay, but what if they graduate everyone? It's like Syracuse in like the early teens.
Then slap them into one of the first four games. Ooh, I mean, yeah. those aren't really
true.
Totally 100% tournament games as it is. I mean, I got Belmont and baseball. What is Temple?
Yeah, I like it.
All right, I lost the photo somehow.
All right, doesn't matter.
God knows where it went. We're back. We got Georgetown, Clemson, Xavier, and Memphis, with Clemson over Xavier in the finals.
Wait, so you got Clemson winning?
I got Clemson winning.
You couldn't even pick Xavier to run the table.
They already beat us once this year.
That's why he's a good gambler.
Yeah.
Picks with his brain, not his heart.
Yeah, he doesn't pick with his heart. I respect that. That's big. That's why I lose a lot.
Jack, what's your most memorable NCAA tournament upset? One that, like, really threw your bracket for a loss? Or one that just sticks out in your head?
None of them are good memories. We got Western Kentucky over Drake in 2008, and that was just a tragedy.
Yeah,
on an emotional level as a teenager. A few years ago, Wisconsin's Bronson Koenig over Xavier, and charred balls that were made. One of my roommates took out his pitching wedge and snapped it over his leg. And then no one talked to anyone for the next 3 days.
Nice. That sounds pretty much like how I expect that to be.
And then one of the professors the next day, it was a Sunday night the game happened, one of the professors the next day had the audacity to ask why everyone was so quiet on Monday morning.
Oh, my. Did that guy get fired?
Well, he wasn't a very good professor anyways, so.
I can expect so.
Was it a legit question, or was he
being serious?
Or was he just being...
He was trying to be funny, but at the same time, I think he calls things, sports games. So he wasn't a big sport guy.
How about that? That's where you lost him. I can respect that.
He wasn't understanding the context.
You know, you don't have to be a big sports guy, but you have to at least respect the hustle. That's how I feel at the end of the day.
Always.
So, Jack, I'm gonna dare to ask here. Well, first of all, how many brackets are you making for the NCAA tournament?
I've got three currently. I will probably have five total by tomorrow.
Okay. At least one of those is going to be in the Charlie and Me bracket, right?
Sure. That's the fifth one. I only have four locked in so far. You guys got the fifth one.
Got it. Locked in. There's really not much for the winner besides like a nice certificate, but the loser is going to have something, and we haven't decided it yet. What do you think that the best thing that a loser, the worst bracket in the entire thing would be for someone with the worst bracket? What would be a good – and keep in mind that I still have to get a tattoo from last year's bracket.
Tough. Do we know what the tattoo is?
Yeah, we do know, and we will let everyone know once it comes out what it is. There'll be pictures on the
internet. Fantastic. Can't wait.
So he was supposed to take the ACT.
I was supposed to take the ACT.
But he chickened out.
And I worked my way around taking the ACT because they don't offer it again until May.
You didn't look.
No. I talked to my boss. My boss has a kid that's in school right now, who is taking the ACT. And he said I could take it for her, and I said probably not. That's got a lot of backlash recently. And then instead.
You don't want Grant's score. Let's just throw that out there.
I'm one of those guys that like, you just tell me what score you want and I'll get it for you. You know, like, so. 20
or below. Yeah. You don't want to shoot too high. Just a nice middle range.
Yeah, so you want a 19? Yeah, you got it. Get you that in my sleep. Just kidding. I'd probably have to work for a 19. anyway, what do you think a good punishment is for the worst bracket?
A tattoo is pretty tough. I mean, that's with you forever.
Yeah, I know. And as long as I was the one to lose, I was happy with it. I'm glad that no one else lost. Except for maybe Charlie would have been fun.
It was down to us, too. It came down to us.
Yeah, so last year we created a bracket. There was 8 people that got in. It was really crowded. We already have over 12, so we're loading it up.
Oof. Over one dozen applicants.
Yeah, cheaper by the dozen. But we were the worst two brackets last year. So what do you think at the worst bracket this year should have to do?
I don't know, maybe like learn to unicycle and then unicycle a marathon or something.
Holy cow. Am I gonna lose my bracket?
I never heard that one in my life. That's a fantastic one. I think you just sold us.
I mean, let's hope unicycles aren't too expensive and that I just didn't sink myself.
I really like that one. The loser of our bracket is going to have to learn to unicycle.
We're about to go sit on a beach in a suit for an hour.
Ooh. I like that one, too. All right,
fly to a beach, though.
No, you don't have to. I mean, like, there's beaches in Chicago. There's beaches everywhere. And we're having a Charlie and Me hosted Flag Day party. I think Flag Day's in, like, June, right?
I hope I'm here for that.
Something like that. It's like a Tuesday, so don't worry. So Charlie and Me are hosting, the Charlie and Me podcast is officially hosting a Flag Day party in Chicago. Only one person's claimed their spot.
You gotta pay your own way, but we can give 4 more people.
It's exclusive, is what I'm hearing.
It's exclusive. You pay your own way there, and then we get free accommodations for 4 more people. So you can feel free to claim.
3 more people. Sorry.
Oh, 3 more people. Sorry, claim your 3 spot. 3 more people. My mom claimed the first one. Yeah, we had 5 free spots. My mom claimed one, and then Doug claimed one. Doug Miller, and so we got 3 spots available. Claim them as you get them. But all right, overall pick. Who's winning NCAA tournament?
You don't have to give that away. It's your, especially if he's.
I'm gonna be able to see it on his bracket anyway.
Yeah, but not until it's live.
No, I get to see it right away.
Well, it's because you're the freaking admin. That's cheating.
Everyone gets to see it. Everyone gets to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe Grant is right.
Everyone gets to see him. Everyone gets to see who you pick. Who do you have overall?
The Fighting Zion Williamsons.
Duke? You got to go Duke. I love Duke. I love Duke. I love the pick. Beautiful. Charlie's got one last question for you.
They're not completely healthy, but Zion's better than everyone else.
There's no way he's not going to win, I don't think.
I'm not able to see it. Just saying.
Well, not everyone's picked their stuff out. You can look at mine. You can see mine. I picked mine.
Okay. But anyway,
it's too
late
for me. I already ruined it.
It's Duke. I picked Duke too.
So did I. tune to seven. Okay, last question. Jack. Tattoo question. Jack, if you were to get a tattoo, what would it be and where would you put it? I gotta say, Grant's face has been a pretty popular option, mainly in the ass region.
Yep.
So I'm not gonna go with that one, just right off the bat. We're gonna eliminate Grant's face on my ass just in any circumstances. But I'd probably get a spoon. I don't know where I'd get it, but I feel like I need a tattoo of a spoon.
I like it. Spooner. I like it.
That'd be a good thigh tattoo.
No, even better, you should go comical.
Maybe get a ladle. Gucci Mane's ice cream cone.
Ooh, ice cream cone. I'm saying ladle though. I'm sticking with ladle.
I mean, like where Gucci Mane's ice cream cone was right under his eye. If I put a spoon there,
everyone would know.
I can see it working.
I'd like it. I'd like that a lot. I think you should do it.
What about the spoon? It's a statement.
That's a big statement. I like it. All right, Jack. Thanks for coming on. We had a lot of fun. We hope to see your bracket inside of our Charlie and Me competition here. You'll get a nice certificate if you win.
Thanks, fellas. Let's hope this is a better memory than Tiger and Phil.
Let's hope so, too. Thanks, Jack. Okay, now we welcome on Weston Brown for the spelling bee here. Weston, state your age for the record, please.
14.
14. And you're currently in school or you dropped out?
I'm currently in school.
That's good. We're glad.
Good to know.
Charlie, do you think you're ready to take on the... you said 14?
Yeah, 14.
14. 14-year-old?
It's probably a lose-lose for me. But let's do it.
I'm not sure that there's a win out of this. All right, Weston, I'll give Charlie a word. If he spells it incorrectly, you have a chance to spell it.
Okay.
And then I'll do the same to you. And then the third round or the second round, you each get your own word. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Your first word is ecstasy.
Oh, come on. I have no idea. Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Can you go by street name and just call it X?
I don't think so.
Ecstasy. I didn't fuck that up, did I? Ecstasy. That's the right word. Can you say it again?
Ecstasy.
Say it again?
Ecstasy.
One more time.
I'm not going to say it again. I've said it plenty of times.
E-X-T-A-C-Y.
That's incorrect. Weston, you got a shot at this.
Oh, God. E-X-S-T-A-S-Y?
No. E-C-S-T-A-S-Y. Ecstasy. All right.
One of my six versions was close.
Weston, your first word is harass. Like, don't let John harass you.
I don't even know if there's two R's or anything. I don't know. No. H-A-R-A-S.
Rass. That's incorrect.
Two R's? Probably two R's.
H-A-R-A-S-S.
Yep, it's a hair ass.
Oh. Okay.
You were close. You were close. All right, going into the round here, Charlie's one, Weston zero. Weston, you ready? Because this is going to get hot.
Oh, great. Okay.
Charlie, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to spell this word, so it doesn't matter, but...
All right. Charlie, your word is liaison.
Liaison?
Yeah.
Liaison. Liaison. Lee. Lee. This is great. I know. Liaison. L.
Good start.
E. Lee.
All right, here we go. Come on.
L-E-S-A-I-N.
No.
That's not...
That's not correct.
I regret.
But I have to give I have to give Weston a different word because it's the second round.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weston, your word is Caribbean, like Caribbean Sea.
Okay. C A R R I B E A N.
Woo! That's wrong too.
That's
what?
There's only one R.
Oh.
C A R I B B E A N.
Oh, there's two Bs.
Two Bs. Oh boy, Weston. I really had my money on you there.
Yeah.
A little disappointed. This is for those of you who listened last year. This is Weston's return appearance. He did a spelling bee last time we were in Chicago before, and
That was an episode that only got texted to people.
Oh, yeah. So this might be your first, like, true showing. So, Weston, you have anything to say to everyone in the world here?
No. I gave it my best shot.
All right. Well, thanks, Weston. All right, that was Charlie beating a 14-year-old up in a spelling bee.
Whatever, sure.
All right, he'll take it. Good for you, man. We're really proud of you here.
A win's a win.
A win's a win.
I feel like you always give hard words, but so whatever. I'm not complaining.
You know, I try my best to give everyone equal words. We're an equal opportunity spelling bee here. Yeah, that being said, for those of you who didn't catch on during this episode, hop into the Charlie and Me bracket. We have some fun stuff coming up, and Charlie's going to decide. It's on ESPN. So the Charlie and Me, if you have any questions, tweet at us, ask for a link. We'll probably tweet out a link later. It'll be on Instagram. We'll throw it all about. Hit it up. Because we know only like 5 people listen to this, so either way, should be fun. Loser's going to have to do
something TBD by the end of it, the day tomorrow, or before Thursday tip off.
Before Thursday tip off, we'll have something. We'll toss it, maybe a little Twitter poll get going.
We'll probably put our finalists in a Twitter poll and see what happens.
Love it. All right.
And then we'll make our decision with that information, but also on the side.
I love it. I love it a lot. All right. Let's wrap it up.
There are only two kinds of people in the world, the Irish and those who wish they were.
Amen, brother. Amen. My boss asked me the other day if I was a Mick.
Mick.
Like if I was Irish. I was like, well, yeah.
I got that.
Anyway.
I got some blood in me.
I got some of that blood. Be a voice, not an echo. Oh.
Echo. Oh.
Deuces.